Today marks 1 month until the by-election in the New South Wales South Coast seat of Eden Monaro. On July the 4th, parties will go head-to-head to see who can win out in this historically bellwether seat. The area was one of the worst hit by this summer's horror bushfire season and the drought before that. Now COVID-19 has punched a hole through the tourism sector, which is a major industry for the region. Political reporter for National Radio News, Amanda Kopp, spoke to the leading candidates. They say the electorate just wants to rebuild. But many political analysts see this by-election as a major test for the Prime Minister and Labor leader, Anthony Albanese.
The seat of Eden Monaro is nestled between the New South Wales South Coast and the Victorian border. It extends all the way into the Snowy Mountains and completely surrounds the Australian Capital Territory, with the bulk of the seat's population residing in Queanbeyan, just across the border from Canberra. While the region is not exactly famous, Eden Monaro is famous for being a bellwether electorate. Dr. Nick Economou, Senior Lecturer in Politics at Monash University, explains.
A bellwether seat is the sort of seat that tells us which of the two major political parties is likely to win an election.
The seat has held this tradition of matching its local member to whichever party wins the election since 1972. That historic streak was broken by Labor member Mike Kelly in the 2016 election. But medical complications from injuries he sustained while serving in the Australian military forced him to resign last month. Now Eden Monaro is fast becoming the election contest of the year.
Government is not at stake in the by-election, but still we look at it anyway as an indication of what the thinking of the swinging electorate might be. But Eden Monaro has always been classically marginal because it has two sets of pretty strong constituencies for both major parties. Very strong Labor support into Queanbeyan. Surrounding Queanbeyan is a regional rural hinterland that's very strong for the Conservative parties. And then you have these coastal communities where the contest is quite close. So it's the sort of electorate that makes or breaks governments, and we watch it carefully because of that.
Many analysts see it as a barometer for how the nation is feeling about political leaders. The by-election to be held on July 4 will be the first electoral test for Prime Minister Scott Morrison since his so-called miracle win at the last federal election. Eden Monaro was hit badly by this year's bushfire season just a few months ago. The Prime Minister initially bungled the crisis by taking a holiday in Hawaii, while Australia suffered one of the worst bushfire seasons on record. Upon his return, it was in Eden Monaro that the Prime Minister tried to shake hands with residents, and they flatly refused to interact with him.
The sense that he responded rather inadequately to the bushfire crisis might be displaced by opinion polling data that's suggesting that voters are saying they think he's responding well to the COVID-19 crisis.
For Labor, their leader, Anthony Albanese, was only installed as leader after the party's shocking loss in 2019, which brought Bill Shorten's six-year leadership to an end. For Mr. Albanese, this will be the first electoral test for his leadership.
Really, the opposition leader is the underdog because the opposition just can't get traction or hasn't been able to get traction during the health crisis. I think they're starting to get traction now that the focus is away off health and starting to look at economics.
A sitting government hasn't won a by-election off the opposition in 100 years. In a strange twist of fate, the last time it happened was in 1920, around the same time when Australia was facing the Spanish flu pandemic. Now, in the midst of another global pandemic and the economic fallout from COVID-19, the major parties will battle it out again. Fiona Kotvoyes is the Liberal candidate. Born in Bega, she now lives on a farm in the electorate, raising cattle and growing truffles. She ran against Mike Kelly in the last election and lost by just over 2,000 votes, making Eden Monaro one of the most marginal seats in the country. She says in the devastation following a triple whammy of disasters, her community just wants to rebuild.
So the key thing for Eden Monaro is really looking at small business and our agricultural base. They are our major employer and the major source of new jobs. So building on where they are at the moment and helping them get back into full operation is going to be really critical.
She's using the advantage of a Liberal government already being in power to urge voters to choose her.
That we need to have somebody who can deliver in government. and make the choice based on that.
She's going head-to-head with Labor's newly minted candidate, Christy McBain. Formerly Mayor of Bega Shire Council, she became a well-known face supporting her community during the bushfire crisis.
Most important issues for us are around local jobs. Coming out of these three challenges is going to be really difficult for this regional area. So making sure that we have investment or incentivise businesses to grow or to come to the area is a high priority.
While she welcomes government support, she says the coalition hasn't delivered for her community.
It's heartbreaking, and there's probably not one single industry that hasn't been hit in some way. The process of listening to local communities has to be better, because our federal government were not quick enough to step in and help people in their greatest time of need.
The big issues of COVID-19 recovery, business support, rebuilding communities and climate change will all play out in 1 month's time. Both Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese are trying to peg expectations low in the hope that they can deliver a win.
It'd be a 1-in-100-year event for a government in those circumstances, if they were to take a seat from the opposition. That would be a rather extraordinary outcome.
This will be a tough by-election. On the current boundaries, Labor, it wouldn't be a bellwether seat, which always went with the government. We would never have won this seat on the current boundaries under the Hawke and Keating governments. So it's a tough seat for Labor.
The outcome will be decided on July 4 in a contest that many will be watching closely.
That report by National Radio News political reporter Amanda Kopp.